Imagine your first day of retirement. What do you see? Let's turn that vision into reality. The first step? Get Eric Heckman's Wealth Creator Toolbox. In it, you'll get information on some of the biggest challenges you'll face in retirement. Request your Wealth Creator Toolbox now by texting the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. That's toolbox to 800-454-1184.
Welcome to our show where we talk about retirement planning with Eric Heckman. He and his team at Heckman Financial, located right here in Silicon Valley, and they have been helping people have remarkable retirements for over 30 years now. It's Eric's goal to help you weather any economic storm that might come your way as you're entering retirement or even in retirement. I want to get you this phone number because you'll want this. You'll want to put this in your phone for all the things that we are going to be talking about today. 800-454-1184. That's the number. Put it in your phone. Call for a complimentary appointment. Get on their calendar. Get your questions answered. And Eric and his team have worked really hard on this blueprint. It's a plan for your retirement. It will be customized to you to help you get to and through retirement successfully with Worry Less Wealth, we like to say. And you also get his book. That's the name, Worry Less Wealth. We want you to worry less about your wealth in retirement. Get his toolbox just by texting the word toolbox, which includes all those things, 800-454-1184. And our website, wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, I'm excited to get started about our topic today. Just the fact that interest rates are the highest that they've been in 20 years. And there's a lot we can do with making more money on the money that we have in the banks, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is something that's been so long. I mean, when I was in college, I worked at a bank, and I remember when savings accounts went below 5%, and I was shocked. I thought they always were 5.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then 0.01 hung out for so long, right? You know, high interest savings was 0.05, right? I mean, it was ridiculous. You get a CD for maybe a 0.5%. Well, now all of a sudden, yeah, you can get 4% and 5% pretty easy. However, at some point here, the Fed keeps saying they're going to drop the rates. And once they start doing that, the next day, or maybe actually the same day, the rates on those savings accounts and those CDs, everything will start dropping. So, you know, it is time to be really looking hard at where your money is for safer money and, you know, doing something a little bit smarter with it.
Okay, so let's talk about that. What is it that we could be doing? Because, you know, the name of the game is, you know, we've got this amount of money that we have saved for retirement, but we do have to keep that money growing in retirement.
Yeah, so, you know, there's a couple things. Obviously, your emergency fund, rainy day fund, whatever you want to call it, you know, make sure that's probably not at a normal bank account, savings account, because I find most of those are pretty low. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, look at a lot of these online banks. You know, they still have FDIC insurance. You still have all the same protection, but, you know, instead of paying you 2%, they're going to be paying you probably 4.5% to 5%.
Oh, wow.
And all you do is link them up to your normal checking account. So it's really easy to, you know, swap money, you know, back and forth between those, you know. And then probably the bigger part is your retirement accounts. You know, there's deferred annuities, which are basically, you know, if you're using the fixed annuities, they're very much like a CD. So right now, you know, most companies are over 5% for 5 years. And if we know the Fed's saying they're going to lower rates at some point, and you can lock in that higher interest for a long time, you know, there's no risk. There's no costs and fees. You do commit that money just like a bank for time, right? So usually you have little liquidity or no liquidity. So, you know, if it's money that you're not going to need and you just want to have some of that grow safely, then yeah, you definitely want to be, you know, at least looking at that as a minimum, you know. But the other kind are the indexed kind. Now, the indexed kind are, you know, been great for the last 20 years, but oh my gosh, they've really never had these higher rates. These came out in the late 90s, right before the dot-com crash. And then the products, you know, really took off really in the 2000s and in the 2010s. But now with the rates being so high, you can earn up to, some of these companies, 10 to 11% if the S&P goes up that high.
Wow, that's amazing.
So I kind of equate it to going upstairs. So you know, if the market goes up, you go up. But if the market goes flat, just like when you hit a landing and you have to kind of stay flat till you get to the next set of stairs, that's when, you know, those are those negative years, right? Those bad years in the market, like 2022, you know, obviously 08, things like that. And, you know, and so that's one way to have some, you know, really great safe earnings. And when you look at most of these companies, you know, when they show you what the average rates with that maximum would be, it's anywhere from 5 to 9%. Well, that's not much different than just actually having the money invested, but this one's without the risk, without the, without the freak out factor, right? You're not hearing the news and going, oh my gosh. And probably something very special this year, of course, is how insane will things get, you know, for around the election. There's a lot of people asking me, what should we do in October, September, October? You know, I mean, long term, you probably should not do anything. But short term, I do actually fear a lot of people doing dumb stuff that will affect the stock market. I mean, there are studies that have shown that the volatility in a stock, in an election year is always higher, you know, statistically speaking. So we know it's already going to be more volatile, but how volatile will it be at this very crazy election that almost nobody wants to go through?
Yeah, I agree.
And, you know, and so that's one of the problems is, you know, so how do you keep your money safe and secure? How do you have some money that can't drop? Bonds can drop. You know, we all know that from 2022, you know, those are not safe, you know, so you want something that's guaranteed that can't go down. And then obviously when you're retired, it's a great place to grab money from because you know it'll either go up or go flat, but won't ever go backward. And, you know, again, so that's something you want to get some information on. It's a super critical time to be looking at these because we're kind of at the peak, you know, right before things go back down. So just, you know, set up a time to talk with me, Eric Heckman. All you have to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And speaking of wealthcreatorradio.com, you can find out details about the events that Eric and his team hold throughout the year that you can sign up for there on their website, wealthcreatorradio.com. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio. We want to help you create that wealth in retirement. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. So when you mentioned that you're kind of locked in for a while, but at really good interest rates in those fixed accounts, about how long would that be, Eric?
Well, you know, the fixed ones are usually like 5. The index ones can be anywhere from 5 to 9 years. I mean, nice thing in California is we've got the lowest surrender fees and lowest costs and such. But you might actually have bought one in the past. And should you be changing it? That's a big question we get for a lot of people. Well, what we've been looking at is really probably since 2021. If you bought it in 2021 or earlier, more than likely, if as long as there is an income guarantee, more than likely you should be making a change.
Okay.
Now, a lot of these companies will hit you with anywhere from a 3 to 6% fee to leave them, and so you go, well, hold it, that doesn't make any sense. Why would I want to make this change? Well, there's also a lot of companies. Some will pay you 10. One of our companies we work with will pay you 13% to move the money over to them.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, if you pay a 6% fee and get 13% back, you're still up a lot day one. You've made a bunch of money. And now your maximums on all those old policies were usually 4 to 5% range. With those ones with the bonuses, they don't pay you quite as much, but they're going to be around the 8% range, you know, 7 to 8%. So you're going to be able to earn probably about 50% more, have more money day one, you know. Yes. So all of that really works well, right? So now the thing you have to watch out for is I just had a lady that all of a sudden we got a notice that she was moving her accounts and we called her up and some guy had talked her into getting rid of these policies. Well, she had some of the best income guarantees ever. Now, a few of these income guarantees you can sometimes make sense to replace, but you have to really run the numbers. And they're usually the ones that are 5 to 6 years old. Hers were from 2009 and 2010.
Goodness.
And these had some of the highest guarantees ever. Well, this guy did not even know what her guarantees were. He just said, oh, these aren't earning much. Move them to me and I'll make a bunch of money, right?
Oh, no.
And he didn't say that last
part.
Well,
I know.
But okay. Yeah. And so when we met, we found out that next year her income could be $13,000 for life. Well, if she turned it on today, it'd be $15,000. Next year it'll be $16,000 with these guaranteed accounts. And if she waits 2 more years when she's 70, it's actually $19,000.
Goodness.
50% sakes. More income for the rest of her life. So that's a huge difference. So again, you know, there's a lot of people kind of shady out there talking about it, but if you want a really good analysis of should I make a change to my index annuity, my fixed annuity, or should I just have some money locked in and protected before this election cycle, you know, gets here. Again, let's set up a 15-30 minute phone call with me, Eric Heckman. All you got to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And more great advice coming from Eric when we return. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Are you happy with your Medicare plan? Even if you are, what was good for you this year might not be what's best for you next year. The team at Heckman Financial can help you sort through all the options to find the best one for you. Call now, 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, who is president of Heckman Financial. And it happens every year in our country. And, you know, I see it all the time. Orange cones or roadblocks because they're working on our highways or our roads, right? And giving us detours about, oh, we have to go here or there. And then it adds time because we weren't even planning on it. So I'm seeing potholes everywhere. I want to talk to you about potholes. The potholes in retirement that are lurking out there, posing risks to that retirement, Eric.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of them. And, you know, there's a couple that everybody always knows about, right? So taxes.
Yes.
So yikes, right? And that's stuff we don't want to pay. How do we avoid it legally? And, yeah, so that'd be one. The other one, of course, is just stock market volatility. And when, you know, those things drop and go down. But really, the volatility is not as critical as will that money last as long as I do, right? Type of thing in retirement. So that's always probably the number one fear for people is just running out of money. And, you know, there's other stuff, of course, that always happens, right? Government changes the laws, all these other fun things that, you know, the rules change, the products change, the, you know, economics change, right? So, yeah, it's just one of those things where you have to be kind of always fixing stuff, just like no different than the roads, right?
Yeah.
You have to be out there sometimes with your own crew and fixing that and or just knowing that, yeah, you have to maybe go a different way than you planned and it might take a little longer. But, you know, as long as you're heading still to the right destination, you know, as long as you're on track somewhat, even if you're detoured, you know, then you're going to get there, right?
Yeah. Have you ever hit a pothole, like actually hit it and your tire went in it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's so maddening. One time I did that. I was 16, though, so I was kind of a new driver. And I hit this pothole that I knew was there. And I was like, whoa, you know, when not paying attention. And my wheel came off. Went rolling down the road. It was like freaked me out. I had to pull over and run down and get that tire. And I had to call my dad. It was a mess. So yeah, we don't want potholes like that ruining our retirement. And like you said, we've got to kind of stay on track. You know, they give us detours and everything to help us avoid, you know, the mess on the roads, but we do need to stay on track. And speaking of that, when we go on road trips, we try to stay on track because we're looking at a map, right? We use that map for retirement. And yours, you know, in your company, you guys call it a blueprint, right? A blueprint for retirement. How many people actually leave their jobs without that map for retirement, Eric?
Well, yeah, that'd be kind of crazy to do. Hopefully not too many have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's a little tough. I mean, when I rode 50 miles in all 50 states, or even when I, you know, went across to Canada and did 100 kilometers in all the provinces.
Yep.
Every time I would start out with some sort of, you know, map and route. And pretty much almost every single time, with maybe one or two exceptions, the route never worked.
Oh.
So there was always something.
Yep.
Sometimes it could be, you know, construction. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, well, when it did the California coast, actually, we almost every day had a flagman where you had the one way, you know, thing going on and stuff. And, you know, because we hit a lot of construction.
Uh-huh.
And, I remember in, what was that? Louisiana. Yeah, there was a down power line. So I had to definitely go around
scary.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, so there's always going to be something that's going to reroute you. But, you know, sometimes it's also makes it more interesting, more challenging, right? And so, yeah, but if you have that end destination still, if you have that overall goal, you're going to be fine. But if you retire without any sort of clue, well, how much should you be spending a month? How many vacations can you take? These are things you need to know, right? You know, how much is that monthly amount supposed to be? Because if you spend too much and then all of a sudden you don't have enough when you're 70 or 75, that's not very good either. So, yeah, the way we solve that really is having that income plan that tells you, you know, oh, am I on the right track? Am I going the right way? What detours have I hit? And am I still, you know, okay for the end destination? And so, yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things that people need to know is, you know those basic parameters of what's working and what won't work in retirement. So then that way, you know, what you should and shouldn't be doing.
I remember going on vacations with my dad, and my mom and dad and my sisters. We had the station wagon, and we'd go cross country because my dad was an elementary school principal. So we would take like 3 week long vacations. And of course, my favorite one was to California. I loved it. We went to Disneyland out there, and I loved California. But anyway, my dad would, you know, have that map, that Atlas roadmap.
Oh, yeah, the big book. Yeah,
the big one. McNally, maybe, or something like that. Yeah. And so he would, you know, my dad was really precise and had this yellow highlight and where we were going to stop for all the KOA campgrounds that we had to stay at. So I totally remember that and how fun it was to help him find the right highway and all that. So I totally know what it means to have a roadmap for a vacation. But you're talking about this roadmap for retirement. And you mentioned, you know, you talk about an income plan, right? And how much they need to spend monthly. But what else goes into that roadmap? Or in your case, you call it a blueprint. What else goes into that?
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the first things you have to figure out is what is that spending number? And it's a number that everybody lies to themselves about of how much they spend. First, I always tell people do the no BS budget, which is just take your last 12 months checking account, add up all the withdrawals and divide that by 12. So that's all the money you took out from your account. And if you're paying off your credit card from that account, you don't need to look at your credit card statement. It's there. And, you know, that's the number. And so if you're living on that number in retirement, you know, first of all, where's that money going to come from? So yeah, that's why you have to have that income plan. And you have to know where that money's going to come from. Is it going to grow with inflation? What's then going to put that money out? That's where you have to look at the investments, right? And how is that money invested? Is it now invested for income, not just growth? Because when you're working, you just want it to grow. Now you got to take money out. So you got to, you know, kind of change direction on that money. And then, of course, what's the tax ramifications of all those withdrawals? What types of money is that? Is it Roth? Is it taxable money? Is it 401k, IRA? You know, all those different types have different tax effects and affect your overall plan. Of course, healthcare comes up, right? We're all going to get sick at some point and such. So Medicare, long-term care, all those kind of questions need to be asked. And then, of course, who gets your money when you're gone? So those are the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. And, you know, you need to have a plan for all five, and it has to be a coordinated plan, just like, you know, you being in the car driving to California, right across the road trip. And, you know, you not only need that map, but you got to make sure that you got fuel in the car, you got air, you know, the tires working, you know, all that stuff, right? It's more than just having a map, right? You have to have all the pieces of the puzzle working. So, Yeah. And that's what we do here at Heckman Financial. And so one of the things is we've set up a lot of great tools to talk about that. Like, will your money last as long as you do? Are you paying too much in taxes in retirement? These are quick little reads that you can download, the Social Security decision. And also, if you want to get a digital version of my book, Worry Less Wealth, you can get that all at our Wealth Creator Toolbox. It's super easy to get it. All you got to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And this is Wealth Creator Radio with my friend Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. We're talking about retirement and how there are risks in retirement. Should we be invested differently in retirement than when we were working, Eric?
Oh, well, certainly, because, you know, like I said, you need to be having that money pay you stuff, not just grow. So,
right.
So when you're working, you know, doesn't matter where the money comes from, dividends, interest, capital gains, you know, just growth. But, you know, most people, when I look at their portfolio, it yields like 1-2%, meaning the dividends that pay out is very small. Well, if you need to be taking out 4%, that means, you know, you might be having to sell off 2-3% of your assets every year. And you can't wait for the market to come back. Once you sell those, you know, you lock in that loss or lock in that gain. And so, yeah, you need to have it very different. You need to have some money that's guaranteed, some foundational money that won't go away. You need to have some steady income monies that's low volatility that pays you dividends and cash flow. So that way you can just easily withdraw it without selling stuff. And then, of course, you need that market money for long-term growth. That's the stocks and bonds and everything else. So, yeah, you need to have a mix of all three of those. But, yeah, you cannot invest the same way as you what you were doing beforehand.
And neither can you invest the same way as your neighbor, right, or a family member. I want you to talk about why you guys help people come up with a customized plan for them. And tell us why that's so important for everybody who retires to have that customized plan.
Yeah, well, we're all different. We all have different goals and, you know, things that we want to achieve. Of course, you have different balances, different types of assets, and different tax ramifications. So, yeah, it needs to be customized. It needs to be really built around your situation, your tax ramifications, you know, what long-term gains, everything's allocated, right? So that's why you have that really customized blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. Again, if you want to get those resources in the digital toolbox, it's easy, super simple. Or if you want to even set up a time to meet with me, Eric Heckman, all you got to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You know how guardrails are on a bridge to keep you from tumbling over the edge? We're going to talk about how to put some of those guardrails on your retirement coming up next with Eric. This is Wealth Creator Radio, and we'll be right back.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
Hi, we're so glad to have you with us today. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. You know, the guardrails that are on a bridge, when you go over those bridges, they're there, right? To keep you from, number one, being scared, and number two, from tumbling over the edge in case something happened. You just feel more confident, right? Eric, how do we get that kind of confidence with our retirement plan?
Yeah, well, speaking of those guardrails, so when, what was that, in 21, my son and my youngest son, Aiden, and I rode the California coast. We were just north of the Golden Gate a little bit in one section and it was out by this thing, a place called Fort Ross. And there was those old things that they did back in the 30s, the work programs when, you know, depression hit. And so they had these guardrails that were maybe knee high. I don't know.
Boy.
But it was about an 800-foot drop straight down to the water. He typically was more scared of the cars. That section he was riding pretty much almost on the yellow line because he did not want anything to do it. And plus it was super windy, so the wind was not fun.
Oh, you guys.
And so, yeah, I mean, it is definitely can be a little hair-raising to not have those safety features, right?
Yeah.
And you know, I've seen that with people in their retirement plan where they'll, you know, it's not quite deer in the headlights, but it's almost there, right? Where they're so scared to go do anything or spend their money, they don't have a good retirement because they haven't figured out a plan. They haven't looked at stuff. And, you know, often I meet with the adult children of these people that are having these issues. And it's just awful because it's like, go have fun, mm-hmm. go do those trips. And mm-hmm. almost always those adult children say, why don't my parents go anywhere? And then the parents say, well, we're saving this money for them. We just don't want to run out and, you know, all these things. So yeah, a lot of times it's just because people aren't talking or really having a plan. And so, yeah, once you have that plan, once you know, hey, this money's going to last, I'm actually going to be okay. So yeah, I can go do that, you know, Machu Picchu trip or mm-hmm. that European river cruise or, you know, whatever that dream trip is. Yeah. You can actually go do it and have fun. But yeah, without having the confidence and knowing where your guardrails are, yeah, it can be very hair-raising.
Exactly. That sounds so scary. I think I'd have been walking my bike. I really do. So here's some things in retirement that can really send your retirement assets over the edge: longevity, health care costs, and of course, taxes. Of those, Eric, is one of those more important than another to have a guardrail there to protect us?
Well, you know, you really should do all three. So, I mean, taxes can be somewhat planned for, right? But also you never know because tax laws change. So that one can be a tough one to fully plan for. One of the easiest ways is just put more money in a Roth and get rid of the taxes. So that could be one way to solve that one, you know, I guess a little bit more permanently. You know, healthcare, of course, you just have to have it, right? So staying active and being healthy in retirement is going to help you. But yeah, making sure you're covered there. But longevity is a tough one. I mean, longevity, you know, that the only way to do that, I know, to protect against that is have some foundational money, have some money that's guaranteed that'll be there for the rest of your life, and, you know, and have an income plan. So I think that's probably the one that's probably more critical to mm-hmm. plan for mm-hmm. because that one, yeah, that one's just making sure your money lasts. Obviously taxes affects whether how long it lasts too, right?
Yeah.
So the two of them are a little bit intertwined, and even healthcare is obviously part of longevity. So yeah, having a plan for really all of those should be the main goal.
Sure, sure. I mean, you kind of mentioned this already, but how we can safeguard our savings from volatility and the threat of any downturns in the market. I know that's something that you and your team focus on.
Yeah, well, if you look back, you know, you think about, well, if you can remember back to the 70s.
I can.
yeah, we had two back-to-back bad years there. We had two back-to-back bad years after the dot-com crash in the early 2000s. But on average, we only have usually one bad year, but every decade usually has two of those bad years. So if you think about going forward in retirement, most people are going to be retired, you know, ideally for 30 years. And so that means you're going to have on average, you know, six bad years out of that, you know, out of that retirement time frame. Are those going to be early on? Are they going to be towards the end? Who knows, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's why you definitely need to have some money protected from that volatile situation. And you can't just do the old mantra, oh, just hang in there or wait for it to come back. You need money next month, right?
You can't just wait.
You can't wait. The property tax person's not going to say, oh, no, it's fine. You don't have to pay us this month, or, you know, your mortgage or even your grocery bill, right? So you need that money coming in every single month, unless you have a huge pension and great Social Security. Typically, people need more money than just those two. So, yeah, you need to have some money that's in foundational money, stuff that's guaranteed from loss, stuff that's, you know, going to be there in and out every year. And, you know, that's one way to protect some of that. The other one is what we always use is about 10 to 20% of people's portfolio is steady income stuff. And that's things that, you know, ideally pay around 6 to 10% in dividends. And that cash flow is coming in every single month or every quarter. And so that cash is sitting there to be sent out to you, right? So, you know, there are some ways to do that. But if you're 100% in stocks and bonds, like a 401k is, oh man, it's just, you know, well, what's the least painful thing to sell is basically what the math that most people do. And, and that's not what I ever want to have, you know, my clients in that situation. So that's why we don't let them get in that situation. Yeah. And we diversify those funds. So, you know, again, we've got some great tools, literally a quick download of Will Your Money Last As Long As You Do? Pretty timely.
Love it. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And then Are You Paying Too Much in Taxes in Retirement? Another good one to look at. And even the Social Security's decision, you know, when should you turn that on and all that stuff, along with a copy of my book, Worry Less Wealth, and even a spot to request a 15 to 30 minute phone call with me, Eric Heckman. All you got to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, you can text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or you can download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And remember, all this is complimentary, okay? And who knows? You might discover some weak points in your retirement plans, make some small tweaks that can really make a difference in your income in retirement. So take advantage of this. Eric and his team have worked really hard on this toolbox, and it's working for people. So take them up on that. That's their goal for you, to help you. And we thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Anne Fulmer. And we're talking about just retirement and risks in retirement. How about this one? How much of an impact can inflation have on our retirement savings? We're certainly seeing that now.
Yeah, well, I had a client named Beth. She was meeting with me, and she's been retired for over 10 years. And she's always got this fear that, you know, she'll have to be on the streets with a shopping cart. So she's always looking at a Costco shopping cart because they're bigger.
They're bigger.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, she's half joking and half very serious. And one of the things that she was telling me, that she says, you got to make sure people understand that I am spending twice as much as I was 10 years ago when I first started in retirement. And she's not, I mean, she's taking some trips, so she's doing some fun, but she's not doing, you know, crazy expensive stuff, right? And, you know, it's just normal inflation. Things get more expensive. So if you're not planning on that money that you have coming in monthly getting bigger and bigger, you're going to have an issue, right? And of course, taxes are going to be a big piece of that. You know, as you get older and older, you've typically got less and less non-taxable money. And so then you're going to keep paying more and more tax. And so that's one of our things that we look at, is when we're doing that income plan for someone, we actually look at their lifetime taxes, their cumulative tax that they're on track to pay for, and how can we lower that? I mean, we had one client where they had a whole bunch of money in a CD, and just by moving it to a tax-deferred account that actually paid the same exact interest, or probably actually pay a little higher, but I just, for apples to apples, we kept it the same. It was going to lower their cumulative tax by over $150,000.
Oh my gosh.
And just one simple little thing like that, you know, can make a huge swing in your, you know, in your overall, you know, situation, sure. Right? Because more money is the only way to really combat inflation. And one way to have more money, pay less in tax on exactly. The assets that you already have. So, you know, that's one of the things that we want to do, is we want to have a plan. We want to know how to build that blueprint to worry less wealth. We want to be able to have that plan for income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and legacy. So again, if that's something you want to set a time for, you know, easy way to do is, if you want to just set up a phone call with me, Eric Heckman, all you got to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we'll be right back with more from Eric. This is Wealth Creator Radio. Stick around.
Imagine your first day of retirement. What do you see? Let's turn that vision into reality. The first step? Get Eric Heckman's Wealth Creator Toolbox. In it, you'll get information on some of the biggest challenges you'll face in retirement. Request your Wealth Creator Toolbox now by texting the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. That's toolbox to 800-454-1184.
Hi, we're so glad to have you with us today. Thank you so much. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And Eric, I know you get questions all the time about retirement or specific questions regarding issues in retirement. So we're going to take this time now and dig into our Wealth Creator mailbag. And I'm going to ask you some common retirement questions. I'm sure you get these all the time, but we're going to do it on the air right now. Okay.
Yep. Sounds great.
Okay. First question is from Lily. Aw. Okay. She says, we're getting a divorce after almost 30 years of marriage. I've been working outside the home for the last 5 years, so I'm happy to have work friends and some income of my own, but I really feel like I'm starting all over and I don't even know what questions to ask first. What are some things I should be considering when planning for my future, Eric?
Yep. No, it's always a tough one. You have that, that gray divorce, as they like to call it, I guess.
Yeah.
But I mean, one thing that you do get no matter what is when you've been married more than 10 years, you still get spousal support from Social Security, meaning you get half of your ex's Social Security benefit, even regardless of when they turn it on. So that's a little bit nicer there.
Yeah.
But really, it's just having an income plan, seeing how you're going to do these assets. Typically in divorce, you get some of the retirement accounts, or maybe get the house or whatever, you know, depending how things were divided up. Yeah, you're going to have to kind of reset everything, right? And figure out, what's my income plan going to be? Am I going to stay around here? Am I going to move? Because lots of times if you end up getting the house, is it a big old house that you don't need anymore, right? Mm-hmm. So you might need a downsize. So but really just kind of going through the whole process, right? Getting that income plan, figuring out, you know, will that money last for the rest of your life? Look at the investments. Are they geared towards that income? And then what's the tax ramifications along the way? So, yep, definitely time to get some planning going.
Okay, very good. And of course, Eric, I know you deal with this a lot. You deal with single women and you deal with couples. So you can always put this number in your phone, 800-454-1184. Eric and his team would love to guide you personally. Another question, this one's from Jake, and he's asking or saying, my wife and I are having some serious discussions about what we want to do in retirement. I've traveled with my work for years, so I just want some peace and quiet and time to go fishing. My wife stayed at home to raise our two sons. She's been telling all our friends about all the places we'll go once I retire. I'm done traveling for good, but I don't know how to tell her. Any tips?
Yeah, well, you definitely do want to sit down and figure out what you guys want to be doing in retirement. And, you know, maybe she goes on some, you know, she gets a friend who she likes to travel with. My aunt's done that for years with just a friend of hers that they like to go places. And, you know, they'll get the group tours and stuff to make it easy. And that's one thing. If you want to have quiet time and go fishing, well, you know, she could travel to Alaska and do fishing up there. Right?
Ooh, so, look at that. Yeah.
So maybe you have to just tie the two together. But it is something that I think not enough people actually talk about all that stuff about what you want to do and how do you picture your ideal weekend? What's your ideal week? And kind of then translate that to retirement and make sure you guys are somewhat on the same page, or you at least figure out a way to both get what you want, right?
Yeah, so. Compromise, you know?
Yep.
I mean, that's what marriage is all about anyway. So, yeah, you both have your own interests, but try to figure that out.
Yeah, and so, I mean, one of the things that we do have is we do have a lot of tools in our digital toolbox that people can go get. And, you know, with the digital toolbox, we've got things like, will my money last as long as I do in retirement? Am I paying too much in taxes? When should I turn on Social Security? Even a copy of my book, Worry Less Wealth, and even a link to set a time to talk with me, and we'll talk one-on-one, no cost, no obligation for, you know, 15, 30 minutes, find out what you're worried about, what concerns you have, and, you know, go over all these things. Now, I might not be able to tell you how to talk better to your spouse, but at least we can talk about the money stuff and at least open up those discussion lines. But if you want to get any of that information, all you got to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text word toolbox 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Yeah. Eric is a well-known speaker and author. He wrote that book, Worry Less Wealth. He's been president of Heckman Financial for the past 30 years now. And man, I bet you, Eric, you could kind of give them some advice, right? Bring up some ideas that other couples have done in retirement.
Oh, yeah, certainly. Yeah. So.
All right. So again, this is Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric. All right. Digging into our mailbag, here's a question from Sid. And he asks, what's the best kind of annuity to buy? I don't want a bunch of stuff, just one simple place to keep my money.
Yeah, well, I mean, with the annuities, it's kind of like two types of annuities. Do you want income? Do you want money coming out of it? Or do you just want to, like sounds like he almost says, is just keeping the money there? And then, of course, what type of money, right? So is it regular money or is it retirement money? The first part would be is if you're just having it store there just to keep the money growing. Typically nowadays, you really want the indexed kind of annuities. I mean, the rates have gotten so, so great. But with the indexed kind, you get a rate based on the stock market growth. So they'll look at the S&P from today, from a year ago, and pay you whatever the percentage increase up to a maximum. And a lot of times those could be sometimes double the earnings rate of a fixed rate annuity. So it can be a great way to build money and have that grow. If you're talking about regular dollars, meaning non-IRA money, then that money even grows tax deferred. So you won't get that 1099 at the end of the year that you have to pay taxes on. When you have that money in the bank, I mean, I've run into some people, actually, one couple in particular, they'd sold a piece of property. They had thrown it in the bank. And when we ran the numbers out over 20 years, they would pay $200,000 in taxes on the interest from that money, and they were probably never going to touch it. I was like,
oh no,
well, we could just move this to an annuity, have it be tax deferred.
Mm-hmm.
And so, when they take the money out, they'll have to pay some tax on it, but more than likely that'll be their kids. So, hey, they're going to still get more than they have to pay tax on, right? So,
yeah,
just deal with it. But the other kind, are ones where they have income for life. So that's ones where they have some provision, just like Social Security or pension, where it says it will pay you for as long as you live. The neat thing about this is even if it's an individual retirement account, it can be paid on a joint life basis. And so that money will keep going. And we even have a company right now that'll double that income if you need long-term care. And for both spouses, up to 5 years each. And so, so there's some great options out there. It's just, you have to have somebody who's reputable, who knows from a fiduciary standpoint, what's in your best interest, what makes sense. And, that's why a lot of people call us and get together with us to, to go over that. But definitely can be a great source for money today and something people should really be looking at.
Yeah, definitely look into that. And if you have your own questions about annuities, 800-454-1184, because like Eric said, they're different now. And it might be a good time to look into that. So here is another question from our mailbag from Diana. And she says, my mother just died, and I feel like all our family does is argue over what to do with her house and who will take care of what. My siblings and I are all in our 60s now, but it feels like we're children again. I don't know if you can help us with our arguments, but could you just tell people why it's so important to take care of these decisions ahead of time, please?
Yep, exactly. So it's amazing how well people get together when somebody's alive and then somebody passes away and dynamics shift and change. And, often for people having, inheriting stuff, sometimes it's not even the siblings, sometimes it's the sibling spouses that kind of wreak havoc or something. And you should really, look at that. One of the things that California got rid of was they used to have that great thing where you could keep your parents' property tax basis. Now they you can keep part of it, but lots of times it gets reassessed and you have to be your primary residence and all this stuff. So I find most people will just sell the house now just because property tax wise doesn't make sense. It's income tax wise, it's tax free to sell it because you inherit it. You get a step up in basis, meaning if your parents paid $100,000 for it, you sell it for $1 million. There's no taxes to you.
Wow.
All magically disappears when somebody dies. So, lots of times it makes more sense just to sell it. But if somebody really wanted to live there, how do they buy the other people out? What's the timeline? I had one case where years ago where it was a house that was valued back then at $800,000. Four siblings inherited it. Well, one was living there with the parents. She wanted to stay. The other one was getting divorced, so he moved in. But then he couldn't refinance because he was getting a divorce. So it took 2 years for him to buy out his other two siblings, which were very upset about the whole issue, right? So, it's good to have a process, talk about it ahead of time. But, you know, again, you want to have a plan for all this stuff. And so you need to have that plan for that income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and legacy. That's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. And, you know, we've got that and a lot more in our digital toolbox that you can download. So definitely get a link for that. You got a lot of great information there and even a way to set up a time with me, Eric Heckman. So all you got to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we are not done yet. We're coming back for another segment. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Don't go away.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
I am Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area. And you are listening to Wealth Creator Radio. So, Eric, on our show, we often discuss different challenges and risks that happen in retirement. Today, I think I'll have you give us an example of someone who's experienced one of those retirement obstacles. And we call it a financial fail. So why don't you tell us about it?
I think one of the biggest problems when people invest is they know what they're investing. Well, they sometimes, often they actually don't know what they're invested in, but they at least know the price of what they invested in. And they know at some point they'll sell it when it's worth a bunch of money, but they kind of Pollyanna-ish or whatever you want to say, don't even think about the fact that it could go down. And when do you bail out? And when do you jump ship or whatever you want to call it? And I've had lots of examples over the last 30 years of this for sure. One more recent one was a guy who's it's actually a pool cleaner. He's making over six figures as a pool cleaner, which is pretty impressive, but he's nearing 70 and that's a tough job. It's a lot of work, right? Mm-hmm. So he wants to buy a house down in Pismo Beach, down the coast. And all he was waiting for was his Bitcoin to hit 300 and he was going to go do that. And yeah, his 150 became more like 75, I think, or something like that, if even that much. And so, of course, yeah, that changes the plans. I have another client that's looking to retire here and at the end of the year. And when they first met with him about 2 years ago, he bought a couple stocks. You know, he actually bought several stocks, but there was probably about only two of them that were insanely great stocks. What happened was when we first met, we were saying, hey, let's have some money, more guaranteed and safer. And then when the market dropped, at least the stuff that he had done with us didn't go down. His portfolio that originally was worth 250, when they met with me, it was 1.4 million.
Oh my goodness.
Then the two big high flying stocks dropped like rocks. And unfortunately that 1.4 million dropped by $900,000 down to 500,000. So, I mean, he should still be saying, hey, I've still had 100% gain. So, right, you can't complain about that. But when you had a 600% gain or whatever it was, it's a little tough to stomach the fact that you once had that all. And it was an easy fix. All you do is do a stop loss, which is the thing where, you know, that automatically triggers if this stock goes down. But people say, oh, no, it's just down for a little bit. It's going to come right back up, you know, blah, blah, blah. No, I mean, you know, so they're still able to retire, luckily. But, you know, it's going to be a little bit more watching the numbers. And they were thinking about keeping two houses that they have right now. And now they're going to definitely sell one because they just need the cash flow and stuff. So a little bit different change of lifestyle. And again, that's just because they didn't have a plan. So we've got a lot of great resources sitting up at our toolbox says, you know, will your money last as long as you do? What's the right time to take Social Security? Even my book, Worry Less Wealth, and a way to set up a time to talk with me for 15 to 30 minutes, no cost, no obligation. So if you want to have access to all that, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.